first topic I wanted to start with, let's try to do that because we did it yesterday, we didn't do it, and that's the issue of Alanas Ames. The Pasuk says in Perek Kaf Aleph, Pasuk Kaf Beis of Gimel, in Kiteitze, it says, V'chiye v'ish chet mishpat mavis, v'humas v'saliso so alayitz, v'osol v'nivlos so alayitz, ki kavor tikren of Yomahu, ki kilas v'chiyin kamui, v'otetam is an mas v'shiyye Hashem v'checha v'sin v'chan nachlo. There's an isser, if you execute someone, based and execute someone, it's a rasha, v'edim and asra, so the Pasuk says, that you're not allowed to leave him hung overnight. Okay? Rashi quotes there al HaTorah, Perikov Al Pasuk of Gimel, Dirmasko Kikilis Elohim. He says it's a degradation. He quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin Mem Vov, and it's a degradation for the king. Because we know man is made in the Tzelem Elohim, and Klal Yisrael are his Bonim. They're Bonim Lamakum. They're even a higher Madrega. I heard from our Rebbe, Rebbe Soloveitcher Zatzal, every human being is built with Tzelem Elokim, even Jews and non-Jews. But Jewish people are higher Madrega than Banim L'makom. Okay? And that's why we're going to see, we'll learn that there's a cremation, there's an issur to cremate, because there's a mitzvah of Kura Ba'adama. That's only for Jews. If you're an attorney, and you want to be, your client is a non-Jew, and they want him to be cremated, are you doing anything wrong? So Rabbi Aaron Zatzal told us he didn't think so. The din of Kvura Ba'adam is only for Yidden, because we're Banim L'makom. There's no chiyuv to the Kvura Ba'adam for a goy. And therefore, to have a goy cremated wouldn't be a problem. But for a Jew to be cremated, it's a horrible, horrible thing. You know, you say Kaddish for such a guy, you don't shit shiva. It's a horrible thing. People try to save a lot of money with cremation. And if you can ever convince someone to do Kvura Ba'adam, it's a great schus for Jews. But nonetheless, there is a din that you're not allowed to leave L'maisa Mace overnight. And it's a terrible, terrible isser. But the Chumash has it by Achiv Mrs. Basin. Let's point out, when do you ever hang someone? The hanging is one of the Arba Mrs. Basin. It's not... But the Rambam listed as a fifth one because there's a Machloikis Tanoim in the Mishnah Sanhedrin, Kol HaNiskol HaNitlin. Rabbi Lodger says anyone who gets Skiwa gets Tliya too. And the Chachamim argue and say only if you do Avodah Zarah and you're a Megadeth. Only Avodah Zarah Gidav gets Tliya. So if you assume like we passed like the Chachamim, and in a situation where there'll be Tliya, they're Lamaisa, where there's a situation where there's Tliya and you leave them overnight, you're doing something wrong. But it's not just a scenario of hanging and you leave him overnight. It means a mace that died and you don't bury him. That's called halanas hamace, our topic. So the Mishnah Sanhedrin, Mevavonov writes Befeirish, let's get it, that this is not just an isser for a person who's executed by Bezin. It's anyone who dies. Any Jew that dies and you delay the mace from being buried and it's your responsibility, you've done something wrong. Says the Mishnah, Mevavonov, Lozu Bilvat Amru, Elakoa Marlin is Meso over below Tase. Okay? So, it's interesting, and I want you to get this, Lamaisa. It's in Sanhedrin Memvavim and Beis, the Gemara writes, Beferish, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Memvavim and Beis, has a Lashon, it says, it says, how do you know you're over lotase? And it says, takvortik perenu. That's not a lav. Right? So the repetition of takvortik perenu, please get this, tells me that the isser of leaving over a corpse is not just applied to an executed convict, but applies to any deceased person. That's what Rashi says, number one. Number two, the actual takvortik perenu is a positive language, like we said. How can that be a marker for a lav? So the Gemara is saying, well, los alim lim los aleitz is the phrase right before it. So the Gemara interprets the word kavor as extending to the negative lav expressed in the preceding words that applies to all deceased persons. So basically what we have is an essay and a lav. So I want to bring a raya I want you to get this, against the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch writes as follows, that the lav only applies if you leave them overnight until daybreak in the next morning, in the period. Whereas the essay applies that if you didn't bury him before Shkia, sunset. So the essay, you're over the Yisr essay at Shkia. If you leave him overnight till daybreak in the morning, you're over a lav. This is against the Gilyan Marshal. The Gilyan Marshal on Yordaya, you look it up in Shinnun Zion Sifkan Aleph, argues and claims that just like the negative commandment, Lamaisa, just like the essay is over by Shkia, the lav also is also before Shkia. So I want to bring a riot from Shlomo Eger, because the Gemara says, Ta Mulomer ki takbor tik berenu, and it's giving the marker for the lav. So you see, whatever you say about the essay, you're going to say about the lav. You follow what I'm saying? So that's why I want to bring a riot to Shlomo Eger, as opposed to the Minchas Chinuch. And then the Gemara says, "Yikadamri Rabbi Yochum Shurim Yochai Remes Lekfuru Min Atari Minayin Tamalon Tavor Tik Berenu." So the first lashon is that Tavor Tik Berenu, and the second lashon says a Remes. So is there a difference between the two lashonos? So it could be the Lechem Mishnah in Hilchos Avol Pirkei Beis Alach Aleph says the first lashon holds Kfur is the Araisa, the second lashon uses the lashon Remes. It's only the Rabbana, and the Chiddush Yeran says that's not true at all. Burial in the ground is a mitzvah d'oraisa, no doubt. He just says the Ran, according to the second lashon, was just seeking an allusion to it that you needed. And the concept that a corpse has to be placed in the coffin and removed from sight, that was taken for granted that it's a requirement. But Lamaisa, he wanted a remnant that has to be ba'adam. But the bottom line is that it seems to be a machlokes between the Lechem Mishnah and the Ran, whether there's a lashon that holds it's not minatir. The pasuk is kfura ba'adam is a d'oraisa, and that's what we assume, and that's what the Ran is saying. Even according to the second lashon, this is remes, the chi of kfura is certainly what is the d'oraisa. Just we wanted to find an allusion to it. But don't get me wrong, it's the d'oraisa. That's why if you guys are, God forbid, ever at a levaya, it's very important that you shovel. The Rav Zatzal would say that, because you want to be involved in the mitzvah of kfura ba'adam. So you shouldn't be passive, you should try to do it. The minig is that the Rav does the first three shovels backwards, but we said everyone, you don't hand the shovel hand to hand. Remember we said that, but you should engage in it and you should do it halacha l'maisa. Very important. Okay? So we have this concept, l'maisa. We have this concept of the essay and the lav to not leave it over, and we have this detailed machlokes min Chinuch and the Gilyan Marshal. Happens to be that the Radbaz has a tshuva, Lamaisa, the Radbaz has a tshuva in Shin Yud Aleph, okay? In Shin Yud Aleph, where he wants to claim that the lav, Lamaisa, as we said, is overnight. And he gets that from the din of paying someone back. That if you owe someone who worked for you in the daytime, the Yisr lav to withhold the money throughout the whole night. You're not violating the lav till the morning. So the Rabbah says the same thing when it comes to not burying someone. You're not over the lav till the actual morning. Halacha l'maisa. But then he goes on to say, and I want you to get this, which is a pretty big chiddush, based on the way we pointed out in the Gemara. He wants to say that only by Haruge Beisnin, that delaying the burial of the mace is a lav in an essay, only by Haruge Beisnin. But by a regular mace, there's only a lav. I find that hard to believe. Who am I? But Lamaisa, Pashup Shana Gemara, when the Gemara seems to equate the two, Lamaisa, it says Taporti Kabrenu, and it seems like whatever you say about the lav, you say about the essay. So I wanted to say, who am I to say? But in the same vein, we ding Zach on the Minchas Chinuch and said it's a riot for the Gilyan Marshal. I want to say also, Pashup Shana, there should be a lav and an essay by both, a regular mace. By the fact that the Gemara seems to put them together. But that's what he writes. He wants to claim that the din of Takbor Tik Berenu is in Mises Beis Din Lamaisa, and that usually takes place in the morning, and therefore the mace should be buried throughout the day. Whereas a regular death, it can't be planned. So the bottom line is that regarding a regular death, there's only a lav. There is no essay. He says sometimes it's very hard it's very hard to say, you know, if someone dies 15 minutes before ski, so you're going to lose out on the essay. So I understand what he's saying. I'm just pointing out that Gomorrah seem to say they're tight together. You know, just because it's an onus doesn't mean it doesn't apply. Maybe it's an onus, you know what I mean? I'm saying, who says it doesn't apply? So I want you to get down that he claims only by a Rugi Beis Din is there an essay and a lav, whereas by a regular mace, there's only a lav and not an essay, because the guy might die 15 minutes before ski. What, you're over an essay? He says, it can't be, the Torah expects that. I'm saying, well, why not? Maybe you're just an onus on it. Okay, one sec, Rafi, okay? Let's get to this. Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva, in Yordaya Chelek Gimel Simen Kuf Lamed Tes, he has a Tshuva where a person, let's say it was a Memorial Day and Sunday, and the Beis HaKfaris are, you know, on vacation. Guy dies on Shabbos, you're going to wait 3 days? You're not going to bury him until Tuesday? What happens if you can pay double to open up the chapel and open up the Beis HaKfaris? He says you should do it. You should do it, L'maisa. You should do everything you can, even to pay double, to avoid the Isser of Lina. Okay? So please get that. He writes that in the Tshuva. And also, the Ramban writes in Parshas Ki Teitse that there's another Isser involved, and there's an Isser of Eretz Yisrael. The Isser of Eretz Yisrael, the Tames Ad Mascha, that if you delay L'maisa, if you delay a burial, you'll have three problems. Lo Sovin, Lo Sol Eitz, and a new lav called the Tamis and Moscow. So Ramban says if you leave a mace buried, unburied overnight in Israel, you might be over the lav. So it's interesting that Rav Shechter Shlita wanted to say that, you know, there are medical schools in Eretz Israel, and it could be that, it could very well be, you know, they have corpses there, right? And, well, maybe you say they're Arabs, but maybe you'll say that doesn't make a difference. Even Meseaku, if you delay any burial, even a boy, maybe you...
That's what the Ramban says also. The Ramban says Yeshua buried the kings of Canaan.
Right, so I'm saying maybe you would be violating the Thomas on Moscow, but maybe you could argue on that, Zach, and say for medical reasons, for Letzorah, for medical school, so maybe not. But I'm just saying maybe one would make a distinction and say, well, the Thomas at the Moscow might be different. Okay. I just want to finish this concept. And that is that this brings us to the Gemara Baba Kama. The Gemara Baba Kama says on Daf Pei Beis and the Beis, it says there are 10 things about Yerushalayim. And the 10th thing it says is not allowed to leave a mace at all in Yerushalayim. And the Gemara there on Pei Beis says it's a Gemara. What does Gemara mean? Gemara means is usually, it's Allah Moshe Sinai. That's usually what it means. When you say the word Gemara, the word just says one line. What does the word Gemara mean? It just says Gemara. Right? So Rashi says, Mesor B'yadin, Amein Tamu Dover. So the Klei Chemda says it means Allah Moshe Sinai. Rashi meant Allah Moshe Sinai. And the Rav Tukachitsky in the Era Kodesh Makudah says that we have a Mesor Mendor Lador. We never keep Mesim around at all. We never keep Mesim around at all. What do you mean never keep Mason around? You're not allowed to keep any Mason around. What's the special din here? That's the Shita Megubetz is asked here in Baba Kama. Says, what's unique about this din? Right? What's unique about this din of Yerushalayim? He really asks another kashi. He says, why does the Gemara say that it's a Mesorah? It's a Gemara. Why does the Gemara say it's a Gemara? Gemara says it's a Gemara. It's a Pasyan Chumash. No? In other words, all over the planet Earth, there's an Isser. Why does it specially say about Yerushalayim? Number one. Number two, it's a pasuk in Chumash. You heard the two kashas? So basically what the Shita Megubetz wants to answer is as follows, that even though all over the planet Earth there's a Heftel L'Shem Kvodo, but not in Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim, you don't wait for anyone. You bury him right away. In Yerushalayim, you bury him right away, and that's the Chiddush. And that's the Halacha Moshe Sinai. That's the Gemara. That in Yerushalayim, nothing is permitted. So that answers both kashas in one swoop. That's what the Shita Megubetz has wanted to say. And we never wait, L'maisa. We never wait, and that's the Chiddush of the Shita Megubetz. That's what he wants to tell you, that there's a Chiddush, L'maisa. There's a Chiddush in Yerushalayim, there's Nishalon, it's missed. Even the Kvodo is Aser, and anyone has a responsibility, not just the Krovim. Okay? And we're very careful about that, even in Bizman HaZeh, But Tukhachinsky says it should only apply in the Old City, but even in the even in outside the Old City, they're makbid on it now. Now, it is interesting. I want to tell you over, you know, when Ramosha was nifter, they had the Levaya in Eretz Yisrael. I was at the Levaya. It was my first year in Eretz Yisrael. My friend and I went, we went 4 hours early. We got into this medrash. We saw, you know, all the, you know, Shach was there, Shmuel Zalman was there, and Temel was Masvid, Shach was Masvid, Levadi was Masvid, all the Gedolim were there. And I when they took Reb Moshe, I never had an experience like this in my life. I would say for like 10 seconds, my feet were not on the ground. There were so many people that they rushed the Aron to Aron Menuchos. Literally, my feet did not touch the ground. There was such a crowd there. So when Reb Moshe was put on the plane, he had said to a few relatives, he was talking a lot about Eretz Yisrael before he was Nifter. Originally, he was supposed to be buried here, but they, I think Reb Mordechai Tendler, Shlita, his grandson, got the impression from Reb Moshe that he was talking so much about it, he wanted to be buried here in Eretz Yisrael. Now, there was a Machlokes team of Shach Zatzal and Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. The Levaya was going to be at night when he landed. But I don't know who says what, but one of them thought it was Sakanas Lefashos to do it at night because there would be so many people, that they should do it in the morning against this din because of Pekuach Nefesh. So it turned out, it was similar to what my mom, Karina Kaparis Mishkova, they were flying for an hour, and then there was a malfunction. The plane had to come back. They were able to fix it. They were able to fix it and go. So it turned out, that it landed in the morning and the Levaya was during the daytime. So they say, Rabbi Feinstein, that's how I used to say, I was a machlekes of Shach and Shlomo Zalman, Rabbi Moshe was machriya. Moshe was Machriya. That's what they said at the Feinstein used to say over. But I think I heard from Reuven Feinstein Shlita that if it would have been a big delay, like it was by my mom, they would have just buried him here in America. So I want you to get that Machlekes. So it comes out, Lamaisa, that this is a very important din. And Lamaisa, that's the exception to the rule here that we have. Now, I want to give some other terutzim. I haven't forgotten about you, Rav. I want to give some other terutzim to this kasha, and then I want to get to the topic of Sudas Afro. Chidu Gubetzis asked this kasha, as we said, the two terutzim. He had two kashas, and then one terutz for him for both. Are there any other terutzim?
Does he also bring the meiri?
Yeah, well, I'm going to mention the other two. Yeah, we're going to. What are you saying the Meiri says?
No, I'm saying the Meiri doesn't answer like him. He has a completely different answer.
Well, what is the answer? Yeah, go ahead.
The answer is that we don't establish Bateparos in Jerusalem aside from once they existed or even from Bais Risha.
You don't create a new Beis HaKfaros?
Yes.
Okay, that doesn't answer the second kasha, right? Why? Or maybe you say that was the Halacha Moshmesina. Maybe that was the Halacha Moshmesina. Okay, good. Zach's saying the Meiri over. Okay, but I want to point out, Mamaisa, that the Or Sameach has a stunning chiddush here. The Or Sameach says that in Yerushalayim, it's also Lahalina Meis, even if it might lead to Sakanas Nefashos. Even if it might lead to Sakanas Nefashos. That's an amazing chiddush. He points out from the Sifra, Darshan's the Pasuk in Perichov Gimel, Pasuk Chafei, and Vayikra. Please get it. Nesaftem el areichem shalachti dam besochem, nesaftem biyat oyev. Since we're not malin the Meis Yerushalayim, you'd have to take out the mason, and you fulfill the Pasuk, nesaftem biyat oyev. When you're motzi the mace, lekavro, nesunim biyat oyev. So it's muchach, even bizan sakana, we're motzi the mace, lekavro Yerushalayim. So that was the Or Sameach's answer, Allah Chalamaisa. Very interesting. But the truth is, if you look at Rashi here on the daf here in Baba Kama, the Ginis Vradim, the Kleichem, the Derakodesh, the Mikdash, or say Rashi himself answered the Kasha, Dermasko, Ein Malinin. Because, in Meispa Adam, but also Ayom, Kovrono Somiad, you bear him immediately, it's coming to answer the Shittim Gubetzis. Shebechol Makom, there's an Issel Alinu Kol Ayom Adalaila. But there's no Chiv to bury him immediately. In Yerushalayim, there's a mandate to do it immediately, not 3 hours later in the day. There's a mandate to do it immediately. So that's what they want to medayek from Rashi, halacha lemaisa. Okay? Another answer, a fourth answer, besides for what the Zach said from the Miri, the Eir HaKodesh from Mikdash was written by Rav Tkachinsky. He says, every city in Eretz Yisrael, there's no iser to delay a nafel. There are certain things that there's no mitzvah kfura ba'adama, like a nafel, like a goy. We said there's no iser. So a malach, if you gather up bones from a kever, so he wants to say that all other Jewish cities, there's no you shall lie because of the tumah. It's an issue of tumah, like we said by goyim lamaisin. You shall lie him. It could very well be even goyim. You should never leave them around. You should bury them immediately. Al pi halacha, you should bury them immediately. Okay, so. Is this iser the Raisa or the Rabbanan? So I would have thought by the fact that Gemara said Gemara and it's Allah Moshim Sinai, this din of Yushalayim, is it the Raisa or is it the Rabbanan? I would have said if it's Allah Moshim Sinai, you obviously assume that it's the Raisa. But the Stechemit quotes in the Chavis Yar that it's only the Rabbanan. And it's all in a Smachta. And when the Gemara says Gemara, it doesn't mean Allah Moshim Sinai. It just means we have a tradition. And he brings a Raya. I thought it was a stunning Raya. What was the raya? He wants to say the whole din, this whole din of halana sameis is only the rabbanan. He wants to say the whole din, it's a kiddush niflum, that the whole thing is an asmachta. He brings a raya from the Ramon Chesh and Mishpat, Simikuv Zayin Beis. You're allowed to delay a biral if you have a debt to someone. Now the chacham could not matter this in the raisa, right? He wants to say this is a raya that is the rabbanan. I don't know, why is that a raya? You could say Sheval Tasa. You could say Sheval Tasa. And they added on Yushalayim because of the Kedusha. You never, even if there's a Tzarkol, you never model. That's a Chiddush Nifla to say it's the Rabbanan. Chiddush Nifla. Say it's the Rabbanan. You could say it's the Raisa. And they said Sheval Tasa if you have a debt. Okay, just like they said they're not to blow a shofar on Shabbos. But I want you to get that Stechem that quotes the Chavis Yoyer that holds the whole thing of Halanas Ameis, the whole institution of the Rabbanan. That's not the Pashas. Passages we say to Yeraisa. So there is a mandate, guys, to bury as fast as you can. There is an exception, Lakavod, if you're waiting for someone, but in Yerushalayim there's absolutely no exception at all. Okay, one more Nakuda I want to mention, two more Nakudas, and then we get to Rafi and Zach. Okay. When we discussed Hespit, I didn't mention the Gemara and Shabbos that says that, you know, we said there's an awesome responsibility to give a hesped, and you can't exaggerate, it's a terrible thing. And I wanted to just marker the Rosh in Moed Katan, please get it, Simin Samach Gimel, quotes a Bryce Nevel Rabasi, that you can only add on to something that exists. If you make up something, it's a terrible thing. The Gemara says in Brachas and Samach Beis of Anav, the Mishnah Lemuel said, just as the dead are punished, funeral orators are punished, and also those at the funeral to answer Amen. To them. They answer Amen after them. In other words, when you eulogize a mace, you have to be honest and try to build it up, but to make up things is a terrible thing. And that's why if you have to give a hesped for a bad guy, I guess you could joke and say, you know, I guess he could have been worse, right? You know, I don't know if you want to say that, but what I'm trying to bring out is that you got to be very, very careful about it, and you can't make up things, you know, because it looks good and stuff like that. You got to try to dig down and find the good stuff and build that up. And the Gemara says in Shabbos, I want you to get this, Kufayim Beis, I forgot to mention it, Mitzvah Gedola L'Haspid Alameis Kera'ui L'Agbiya Kolo L'Hasapra B'Shvachav Avalo Yafli Yosher Midai B'Shvachav. Don't exaggerate even too much. Eliasapra B'Doisav Atoivis V'Chule. And that's what the Torah quotes in Shin Mem Dalet. Okay, one last Nakuda about the Kfura, and that is mausoleums. Okay, what about mausoleums? In Eretz Yisrael, it's the best type of kfura because they put the body actually in the ground. Here we have no choice. It's illegal. You use a coffin. But, you know, a lot of people put shtick and they pull shtick and they take the board out from the bottom. Okay? So that's even better if you can't do that. But what about mausoleums? So Rav Moshe is a tshuv in Yordei El Chelik Gimel Simen Kuf Mem Gimel where he says, leaving the body in a mausoleum, which is not putting him in the ground, is a terrible Isser Gadol. And Lamais, you're not putting him in the earth. And he says, the bottom line is, you're basically over Lo Sullen every day of your life, whoever was responsible. Because Lo Sullen is every day, right? So they violate Lo Sullen, and the mace can't even get a kapara. So it's a bad thing. if you can convince guys not to do a cremation or not to do mausoleum, it's a beautiful zach. But it's become a rampant thing amongst reform yidim, even conservative yidim, because you save a lot of money. And then, so what?
What is the mausoleum?
You know, they have it's like a it's like they put it in concrete things.
Oh, they put like in a morgue, like in a hospital, like similar.
Yeah, but it's a mausoleum. They have like these in Florida. They have a lot of them. Where it's like a building. They put it in the cave, and it's like a cave. But caves are different about Basadavku because that was part of the ground. They had cooks. Cooks were in the Adama, the Moram Babasadavku. That's okay, it's part of the ground. It's not part of the ground. Okay, it's all shy about cement, too, because cement is sand.
But like a normal body in a coffin.
So that's like fine, that's Adama. It's Adama. Okay. It's in the Adama. But they used to have with concrete's made of sand. Is that good enough? Unless we're burying them in the concrete. So that's a big shy with Allah Lamites. It's a big shy because sand is sand, is the sand, you know, cement is made of sand. Better not to do it, though. Yes, first we had Rafi, and then Zach, and then Zach. Go ahead, Rafi.
Okay,
real quick, yeah.
Shubhasar and Baz.
Yes.
He said that only Isser is for one of the area basin, the Isser of Losalan. Then he needs that there's an Isser overnight, right? That's what he said the Shubhasar and Baz was.
We said there's a lav and nes about Haruge basin. But by regular maze, there's only a lav. There is no essay. So I wanted to challenge that.
But I was saying that I think it's very mistaber because the actual Isser in the Torah is involving what the Mabuda, the Megadev, right?
It's talking about Haruge Basin. Someone that was.
But the Pashas in the Pasuk is that it is talking about Haruge Basin.
So no, but the Mishnah expands it. Mishnah expands it. But he wants to say the Mishnah only expands it to the Lav and not the Essay. So I'm challenging you and say, because I was Meduik in the Gemara, it's a Tabortik Merenim. Minayan, how is there a Lav? It's a Tabortik Merenim. Doesn't quote the Lav. So I'm saying they're Hainu Hach, Lamaisa. And he says, well, if the guy dies 15-40, how can Hashem command you to do something? So that's an onus. That doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
But like if you have time, you're not an onus.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm suggesting.
And
right.
That's what
he's asking? We assume you should always get it done as fast as possible.
Uh-huh.
Well, unless it's, you're doing it for Kavod. Unless it's your Shalani. No exception.
Kavod
is waiting for a relative.
Or
for a Tara. Or forget it, you know. Let's say you have to get the shrouds or something, get the chavar kiddush together.
A parent flight gets delayed, or you know.
Yeah, that's the kavod.
Yeah, but a kavod will overcome the los aseh.
The Mishnah says that's the shot in the Mishnah. Okay. Yeah, that the Isser is not. It's only when it's halana for no reason.
Okay,
halana for no reason.
That's the answer we gave the chiddush for Yerushalayim, that we don't have the kavod there.
Right. That's a shidduch of Betz's answer. That's correct. Yes, Zach.
If the Isser is leaving someone overnight, then how can you say that the Los Asay starts at Shkia? Like, what's that guy with two?
No, a guy dies 2:00, so therefore the Lav starts next morning by Omer Shachar. You got to get him buried by the next day.
We said that Rishon Meir says that it starts at Shkia. The Isser.
The Lav, right. The Lav will be Los Salin Nivosol.
How can that start if the problem is leaving him overnight? Then how could the Lav start?
Well, I said that. That's because we normally assume that. But in a Hanami, according to Shlomo Eger, the Lav starts at Shkia. You got to get him buried by Shkia.
And he doesn't even hold it starts overnight. It starts by Shkia.
Okay. Yes, that's correct. Yeah, and he doesn't hold to that comparison to paying your employees.
Did the Pasuk say overnight? That was just
that was the assumption. Pasuk doesn't say it. But by paying employees, that is the din, the Mishnah says above Metziah. By paying employees, if you have a guy you're supposed to pay, a guy works in the day, you don't pay him by daybreak in the morning, you're over a lav. He'll say that's only by paying an employee. Right. That sheds no light on this. Okay? All right. Very good. That's the din, Lamaisa, about Halanas Ameh. Zach, yes, you had a question. Yes, go ahead.
Is the issue of a mausoleum that's not natural or that, like,
no, it's not
the
in the ground. So it has to be by Adoma.
So what if the mausoleum, you know, what if you were like on the second floor of a mausoleum that was under the ground, but you were still like in like the mausoleum?
I guess if it's in the ground, it's okay. But you know, it's got to be in the ground. You know what I mean? I think they're built above ground, though. You know what I mean? They're built above ground, so that doesn't help you. Okay, but that's what we want to say, Lamaisa, by this din. Okay, and to wait for Krovim, both the Shach and Tase and Shimon Nun Zion. That it's mutter alach lamaisa. Okay? Mechaber really says it. The Mechaber really says it, lamaisa. Mechaber says if you're doing for tachrichim or the aron, or mekonos, or krovin, right? Gam the krovin mutter, and it's no din of baal talmud. Okay, fine. And part the Piskachuvim Sivkon Rav, of course, that you was a Rabbas, part of the night you're not over. It has to be the whole one, Holachol HaMais. Okay, fine. Let's get to now the din about Sudas Avro. Okay, here we go. The Gemara says in Moed Katan, on Daf Chav Zayin, the Gemara says Beferish that there is a din on Chav Zayin and Mebeis. The Gemara says that you're not allowed to, it says, you're not allowed to eat from your own food. Okay, that's the Lashon of the Gemara. And let's read the Lashon of the Gemara in Chav Zayin and Mebeis. It says Yom Rishon that it's Aser. Amr Ravina Marav, Avol Yom Rishon Aser Lechol Lechem, Mishalol, Min Amr Lei, Rachman Al Yechezkel, Lechem Anashim Lo Socha. It's kind of tucked away, right? All those dinner Yechezkel on your Dalit. This is kind of tucked away at the end of the Masechta. It's interesting, we have to remember where the Makaros are, right? We should be familiar, more than familiar, you know, after the summer. You know, make sure we're chazer to make sure we have this din. So there is an iser, and as we said many times, most of the times Yecheskel is a diuk, right? Here HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that when his wife dies, he doesn't want him to observe any of the practices of a mourner. And that was to symbolize that the yidim, that the Beis HaMikdash would surely be destroyed, and there would be no time to mourn over someone's individual loss. Okay? But the fact that the Eibishter told him not to what? That fact that the Eibishter told him, Lamaisa, the bread of other people you shall not eat, meaning eat your own food, Avelim cannot eat their own food. And that was the diuk that we wanted to suggest that you see from Yechezkel. Okay? So that introduces for us this din, Halacha Lamaisa, of Sudas Avro. And it's famously known as the first meal after you come back from the Pesach Forest, okay? Now, Tosfos here on the spot points out that the Maisa, Yom Rishon also Lechom Mishalo, Perashi Lamaila, you guys know Lamaila word? You guys, I want you to know everything. Where did he say Lamaila? On Daf Chof, seven blot earlier, right? I want you to know, you got to know the Daptim, where the Rashi, where the Tosfos are, the Gemaras are, Chazer over good. Tosfos already said earlier on Daf Chof, he actually referenced and said, I'm going to be Masber later. On Daf Chof and Aleph, the top Tosfos, right? Tosfos says, he says, Val Havra, the top Tosfos of Masber Shmar, Val Havra, Pirish Lekaman, I Masber later on, Kol Yom Rishon, Asa Lechom Yishalo, Afilo Ocho Shtei Pam, Piyom. I don't care even if you have two meals in a day. It better not be your own food. It's good. It's a very convincing deal, no? So Tosfos says that in Chav Zayin Beis and Daf Chof, that he believes that the whole day, even if you eat many times in that day, it better not be your own food. That's Shittas HaTosfos, Halacha LaMaaseh. The truth is the Rambam also holds like Tosfos. Rambam Menuchas Avo Pirik Dalet Halacha Tes says, on the first day alone, it's usher for a mourner to put on tefillin or eat his own food. Now, if you have symmetry, tefillin's the whole day. So also what? Eating your own food is the whole day. So it comes out that the Rambam is holding like Tosfos, that the Isser is the whole day, multiple meals. And the Beis Yosef points it out in Shinai and Ches, the Feirish, that he says, Afal bishab shach, and divay ram, perek, and iskrik, and nirik, and divay Tosfos. He says, Naktim ba'alacha, who argues? The Rosh. The Rosh argues in the Rambam Tosfos, which I want you to see. And the Rosh, in Simen Pei Tes, says no. He says that, Lamaisa, we say it means the first meal of the day, and he brings you a raya from a Gemara Masechet Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, that says that you should not make matzah with wine, oil, or honey. And what is the Lashon in the Gemara there? Yom HaKama. Yom Tefrishon. But what is it referring to, he says? The first Seder at night. So therefore, he says, no problem, Lamaisa. Many times we say, and he brings in a raya for this, when it said Yom Tefrishon, it meant the first meal. So don't give me the business that if it says, you know, Avol Yom Rishon, it meant the whole day. It means only the first meal, and like in that Gemara. there he met the first meal. Now, I want you to get down in your notes, and this is a good rejection of this, is a shtickle bekiyas, is that the Rav Zatzal said in the name of his father, Moshe Soloveitcher Zatzal, that that's not true. That the Rambam interpreted that Gemara literally, and there's a din to have Shmura Matzah the first day of Pesach. You know, there's a din of the Gaon has a chiv, has a chiddush niflut, there's a chiv derais each shmur the whole Pesach. Chiv derais. I try to do that each shmur. But in the Gemara has the word Yom HaKama right there. So Ramosh Soloveitchik says, you look at the Rambam, he says the first day, there's an in, if you even know, even if you don't hold like the Gaon, there's an Indian they have the first day lunch, or in Yom Tov Sheni, the second Seder, and the second day lunch, they have Shmur Matzah. So what I want to suggest is that Ramosh Soloveitchik, well, according to most of the Diuk and the Rambam, he thinks Zach on this rush. And it's Rambam Shitasa. Because the Rambam said, like, that's the first day, first meal. What do you do with that? Rasnishkin Raya. Because I can interpret that Gemara literally, and the Rambam does. The Rambam does. So it comes out of Shtikul Lashitasa. So I want you to get that Chap. Okay? I thought it was a Chap, Lamaisa. But the bottom line is that the Beis Yosef says, Halacha Kediv HaMeikah Ba'Avol. And this, as we point out to a few guys in Seder, smack against Tysus and the Mordechai. Tysus said, the Mordechai said, even by Lachas Amaroi. You see, clearly, Beis Yosef was saying, Samachleis even in the Rishon. And Yehuda pointed out to me, the Geshur Chaim has, when we say Halacha Kediv HaMeikah in the Poskim, we'll say it Lamaisa, we'll say it in Tanoim Amaroi, even if it's a Yachid, but amongst Poskim you won't. But then he has a whole list of exceptions where you do. And here, this is not a case like that. Even though at first glance you think it's a rush one against the Rambam Tosfos, but there are other Rishonim we said that seem to hold like the rush as well. Okay, I think it was the Rabbi Yerucham, no, that said like that. That holds like the rush. So the bottom line is, I want you to get down though. He says halacha divrei hameikel ba'avol, and therefore halacha divrei hameikel ba'avol means that isser eat your own food only is for the first meal of the day, not the whole day. That's why it's a kula. That's what Jacob and Yehuda are asking. That's a kula from that perspective. Because it's an isser to eat the whole day. It's an isser to eat from your meal. Is that the whole day or not? Okay. So we have that Machlej Yishonim. We have Lamaisa. The Tur Pas is like the Rosh. And the Beis Yosef, as I said, collects all the Shitas and the Mechaber. At the end of the day, Shinai and Chesef Aleph Paskins, Halach Lamaisa, like the Shita of the Rosh and the Tur, that the isser is only for the first meal. The second meal, you're on your own. And it's not a problem, halacha l'maisa. Okay. And when you saw on Shulchan Aruch about, you know, don't setting up a condition, what was that all about, guys? You don't want to set up reciprocality. Because then it's like I'm eating my own meal, like you owe me. So if it's a reciprocality, that's going to be a problem. It's going to be purely someone else's food. If it's because you're reciprocating, that's a problem. Okay, fine. Now, l'maisa, let's take this a step further now. Okay? The Gemara in Baba Basra on Tetzayin and Mibbeis quotes very interesting din story. And it says, well, how do you know Esav didn't rebel during Avram Avinu's life? Because it says in the Pasuk, did something fall there? Or just it says in the Pasuk that when he came home, Vayavu Esav in Asadavu Ayev, the Tana Osa Yom Nifter Avram Avinu, Asa Yaakov Avinu in Tavshos, Oladashim, Lenachmas, Yitzchak Avinu. How do you know Esav didn't rebel? Because of this pasuk. And Avraham Avinu passed away. Yaakov Avinu made him a stew of lentils to comfort his father. Okay? Made him a stew of lentils to comfort his father. Okay? And we all know the story there. We all know the story over there in that Gemara. Okay? And it's interesting. Lamaisa. It's very interesting. So, what you see there is that you have to eat lentils. Why lentils? The Gemara says, "Ma'ishno shal adashim." And for the Gemara, Amri Ma'arav Mishmei the Rabba Ma'arav Ma'adashes Uein Lapeh Avol In Lapeh. Just like lentils don't have a mouth, so too a mourner has no mouth. Davar Achem Ma'adashes Umugugelus. It's round. Af Avelus Mugugelus. You know, Avelus is like a life cycle. Mechazes Avayon. Everyone ends up fortunately becoming an Avol. So the Gemara says, "My bainayu." What's the nafkamina between the two reasons? The first reason was has no mouth. The second reason that it's round. Nafkamina is yikibinayu lenuchumi bebeye. Can you console him with eggs? Because it has no mouth. But lamaisa, right? Ein lempeh, right? right? So Lamaisa, but they're round. So Lamaisa, we basically, based on that Gemara, we do lentils and eggs, right? We do lentils and eggs, halacha Lamaisa, for a Sudas Avra. Should be circular foods, Lamaisa. Some people also have bagels. And the truth of the matter is, I want you to get this down. Must you have bread? So from the Din of the Gemara, it said lechem, no? Pasuk said lechem, no? But it's interesting, if you look at the Mechaber, he's not gairis. They're not gairis bread, Lamaisa. The Chaber, Lamaisa, is not gairis bread. But our minig is to be Kovei Suda, and it says Mavrin Veya first. So what does that mean? I think you should eat the egg first. You wash, and then after you wash, you should eat the egg first, halacha Lamaisa. Okay, now somebody shown him, that goes from Ammonios to Beretal Lachazayim, please get it down. Hold, you should be a fleshix and wine at the Sudas Avra, which most people don't do. They usually have tuna, egg salad, right, and the egg, right, and the ashes, you dip it in ashes. Why meat and wine? I'll tell you why wine. Because the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Ayin Beis, will never yain al anachem aveil. Remember we said basav yain is usher during aninus, but during aveilus it's mutter. And one of the reasons why yain was created was menachem aveil. So after you should have wine. Okay? I know it looks strange. I know it looks strange, but there are, the Gos Munus records that some people have the bus. I guess the bus are to highlight your novel now and not a known it anymore. But usually people don't have bus, but there are some that are mocked with that fleshiks and wine, halacha lemaisa. But and we also have the egg. It's interesting that in the Shulchan Aruch it said Mavrin Bayin. Now that's only according to one time in the Gemara that you have eggs. Everyone says you have lentils. You know what I mean? So I was just thinking, you know, Mavrin Tchil Bebeim over Tavshus Aladash. Either or, he says. Okay. Zeichel Avel, Zachach Ochem Kol Tzarkim. So I guess you wash, and the first thing you use is the eggs or the lentils. Maybe you should have the lentils first, say a Chiddush. Maybe you should have the lentils, because everyone says you got to have the lentils. It's 2 days in the Gemara where you have to have eggs. But he does quote eggs first in the Lashon of the Mechaber, Halacha Lamaisa. It's interesting. Okay? Oh, yes, Asher, go ahead.
Obviously, it seemed like it wasn't Lamaisa one of the Marmakos mentioned that they would get drunk, Mamish.
Yeah, we're going to get to it. We're going to get to it.
Is that part of that thing you remember?
Yeah, I was thinking that right now, right before you said it. Maybe I was thinking maybe that's why the hesitation, you know? But you can get drunk, not from wine, right? From beer and things like that, right? So, we'll get to it. Very good. Okay. This leads us to the following. What is the Talmud Davar? Why we have to have this din? What is the Talmud Davar? Why we have this din? Halacha Lamaisa. Okay? Of a Sudas Avra, that there's an issue. I mean, what's the nature of the din? We should say actually what the nature is. The reason why we do it is a pasuk, it's a gemara. What's the nature of the din? So here, there are two reasons that are presented. One, the Rebbe Yeruchim, and two, the Levush. Okay? And I gave you the Levush because you saw it inside Lamaisa. And, you know, let's start with the Levush. Shinai Chesed Valuv. Basically, the way the Rav says it, and I think you could put this in the Levush's terminology, it's basically Nichum Aveilim. That we show the Avil, we care about him, we don't want him to be depressed, and we're going to bring food and the first meal to see that everything is good for him. Okay? To see that everything is good for him, and that he should, you know, he should feel good, Lamaisa, and that we care about him. So it's a Chiyuv Al Acheirim. So the Issur for you to eat your own food emanates from the Chiyuv on other people trying to take care of you. Okay? However, the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, which is in the Toldos Adam Chavin, the Tiv Chav Ches Chedek Beis, which is quoted by the Levush, and the Beis Yosef quotes him as well, if you saw it, gives a different reasoning completely, Sammy, for Sudas Avra. And what is that? That is that the Avil is so depressed and saddened, he's not interested in eating. He really wants to die, God forbid. Not that God forbid he's going to kill himself, that's for sure. But he's very depressed. A loved one just died. He basically wants to die as well. He's not going to take care of himself. So we come in and say, we're going to take care of you. And the halacha says, to the degree that we're going to create a scenario that people are going to take care of you, that it's also for you to eat your own food. So to that degree, we ensure that you're going to be taken care of. Okay? So basically, according to this approach, the din is really on the oval. The real, the din is really on the oval. Like the pasuk says, "V'lechem anashim losocha." The chiyuv is on the oval that he should eat from other people, because we want to ensure that he's going to be taken care of. Whereas according to Lavush, the chiyuv is really on other people to take care of him. Granted, according to Rabbeinu Yeruchim, the din is that we're worried about the guy himself. And because we're worried about the guy himself not eating, we create an isser that he can't eat for himself that forces other people to take care of him. But it doesn't start with other people. The Levush chiyuv, it starts with other people. It's a chiyuv of Gimel's Chasadim Max. You follow me? Whereas according to Rabbeinu Yeruchim, the isser starts with the guy himself. And therefore, we have to take care of the guy himself, and therefore, because we were afraid of it, Lamaitz. Truth is, if you look in the Lashon of the Rambam, the Pirush Mishnayos, Rambam is, well, at the end of Moed Katan, he says, Mavrin hu she'osen suda la'aveilim. Levishya, avol asu lechol mishalom yom rishon. That's the Mechaber's Lashon. Mitzvah shcheinav, she'achilu mishalom kedei shalom yachol mishalom. It's a mitzvah on the neighbors to make sure he doesn't eat his own food. Listen to how that's formulated. The ikar is that he shouldn't eat from his own food in order to what? In order to prevent this from happening that he eats his own food, it's a mitzvah on other people. You follow what I'm saying? But the mitzvah on the Shechinim is only mentioned in the Yerushalmi, Perikim Allah Chahei. What does it say? Cursed be the neighbors that what? That a guy has to go out and get his own food. Right? Cursed be the neighbors that they have to, a guy has to go out, right, and work for his own food, Halach Lamaisa. That's Yerushalmi. Lamaisa in Moikot Yedalam and Aleph. Hareshein lo ma lechol of Yom Laavol. Ein ma lechol bo Yom Rishon. Ubisheni in Osam Malacha. Ubishlishi Osam Malacha Betzina. He's got no food, so he's got to go out and work for himself to make what money so he can buy. But it says Avol Amru Tavo Meir Lashchenev Shitzruchu Lakach. It's a what? It's a bad thing, Lamaisa. So what I want to bring out is that, you know, Yushalmi mentioned, that's not mentioned in the Bavli. The Bavli, Yechav Zayim, they just mentioned the Yisr. Yushalmi has this addendum. So that seems to fit with that Mahalik of the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, that Lamais Yisr starts with him, and just we have to take care to make sure that what he's not over that Yisr. You follow what I'm saying? So these are the two approaches that we're building up about what the nature of the din of Suda Savra really is all about. So, there might be some nafkaminas that emerge I want you to get. It's not mukhruch. Some of them are more mukhruch than others, but it's good to create a framework, I think, when we're doing these sugya of Suda Savra. And that is what Usher mentioned before. And but before we mention that, let's go to something straight up. And that was the Tosafot Moed Katan Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. The Tosafot Chaf Amud Aleph had a machlekes whether we do Suda Savra b'regel. So Rashi holds, Momaisa, that Suda Savra is from the Hugi Avelis. Memela, there's no Avelis b'regel, there's no Avra b'regel. But the writ held that Suda Savra is Halacha Nechalo Shem what? Chalo Shem Aval. It's on the Gavra. And therefore, there is Avra b'regel, because there is unregel, a shame awful. He's not sitting. There's no kiyume avelis. I grant you that. But the bottom line is you are a shame awful. We pass confirm should it seen our noeg. And therefore, lamaisa, it might depend on is sudas avra a function lamaisa. And that's exactly what we're saying. If it's considered to be gumus chasadim, if we're saying it's gumus chasadim, it's a chiv on the tzibor, or do you say the ikar is that really the avos aser, and just we have to take care of him, so then maybe that's the machlagis in Rishonim, Allah Lomais. If the din of Lomais, the Isser is on the Abel, to eat from his things, that's the din of Avelis. Mashenkin, if the Iker is what? Gimlos Chasadin, so then we know that there's a din of Misaskin Berego, we know there's a din of Misaskin Lenachamo, and therefore, even Berego, there should be a din of Suda Savra. So we want to plug in that if you hold it flows from Gimel Chasadim, that should apply Avra B'Regel. If you say it's a din on the what? If you say it's a din what? On the shame Avol, so Lamaisa, the Isser starts on the Avol, so it could very well be that Lamaisa, you know, not that way, Lamaisa. And therefore, it really starts from him, and you don't have that Chalos on Regel. And therefore, Lamaisa, there will be no Suda Savra, Halacha Lamaisa. I mean, that's the Lashon, right? That's what the Gemara says. Rabbi misaskim mima evil berega. Remember, that was the sheet you do five and then an extra two? That's iske rabbi this, because you're supposed to take care of the guy. You're taking care of the guy. It's like Reb Chaim says from the Gemara Baba Basra, that there's a chovetz ha-yachid mitzvah stock, there's also chovetz ha-tzibur. This is the chovetz ha-tzibur, to be kind to a person. To be kind to a person. It's a chiv on the tzibur, to be kind to a guy. To make sure he's taken care of. The Gemara says in Sukkim, and Tezveh, Shlosh Advarim, Gedolah, Gimlus Fasana, Yosef, and Tzedakah. Why is Gimlus Fasana more important than Tzedakah? Because Gimlus Fasana applies to both an Ani and an Usher. Gimlus Fasana applies to Chaim and Mason. And what else does it apply to? What's the third? What's the third? That it's greater? In Sukkim, and Tezveh, and Beis? So it's Bein Degufo, Bein Bemomono. So Gimlus Fasana is better than Tzedakah. You follow me? So I want you to get this down. If it's a function of Gimlus Chasan, that will apply to the Savrah. That's how we could say, I want you to get that down. That's first off, Gemini. You can be mad with this Machlaikis, whether the Suda Savrah Beregel, depending on what the time is. If it stems from the Lavush, that it's Gimlus Chasan, it'll apply on Regel. If it stems from what? That it's, you know, it starts from the Avel, like that Rabbi Yerucham, then maybe it would not apply on the Regel. That's one Nafkemini that we want to present, Halach Lamaisa. Okay? Another nafkamina, maybe. Another nafkamina that maybe would come out from this. And that is, Lamaisa, the machlokes we shown him, is it the whole day or just the first suda? Maybe one would say that if it's a function of Gimlus Chasadim, then maybe what? It's enough that the first meal I give him. It's enough that it's the first meal that I give him. I cared about him for the first meal. But if you say it's a din of shame avel, achrisa ki omar, that lasts the whole day. That might be another nafkamina, how you could be masper. Now in that taisus, did you notice? Did you get a chance to do that taisus on that fluff on the top? What does taisus quote there, b'shem Rashi? What does he say? After the regal, maybe you shouldn't do the what? The avra, because it's button already. Right? So taisus is mistopic within Rashi. Again, taisus says b'shem Rashi, afterwards you don't do it. But if Mistopic Mashem Rashi, do you do Havra Beregel? Remember that? It's Mashrim, the Rashi Paskins, that maybe means Tom Sovik, you don't have to do it at all. That's the impression you get from the Tysus when you read the Rashi. When he quotes Rashi, Mistopically, maybe you don't have to do it at all. Why don't you have to do it at all? Do it at least one time. So this is another Riley, you say, I'll look at the Ramekah Batar for the Sasre. And you don't have to do it at all, maybe. Okay, interesting. But Lamaisa, that would be another nafkamina maybe. Now, this brings us to the Rambam. What does the Rambam say? Pirkei Aleph Halacha Aleph. There's no Havra on Yontif, but there's Havra on Chol HaMoed. Pirkei Aleph Halacha Aleph. What's the difference between Chol HaMoed and Yontif? Rabbi Kiveger seems to ask this question. Simin Tov Aleph Siv Dalet. Why should it be Havra on what? On Chol HaMoed and not Yontif? So Ef Shalomer said the Rav Zatzal. Please get it. Ef Shalomer, he wanted to tine it. Maybe you could say that you're not Havra and Yontif, because why? That would be a pegima in Kavod Yontif. Part of Kavod Yontif Max is to buy your own food, to celebrate the Yontif. If you're going to tell me there's Havra, that I can't eat my own food, that impinges upon the Kavod Yontif. Chol HaMoed, there's no din of Kavod. So Lamaisa, maybe one could suggest, Lamaisa, that if you hold like the Rambam, that's the reason why you make a split. That's the reason why you make a split. But that's only if you hold that it starts with the oven. That's only if you hold that it starts with the oven. If you hold it to dinner, give us chasadim, Lamaisa. Right? It's not mistaber to say, if the mitzvah is on al-cherim to feed him, right? It's not mistaber that's a bitl yontif. If it doesn't eat, you know, mishal atzma. Right? So Lamaisa, that chiluk the Rav was saying, Lamaisa, was seemingly Lamaisa's, is pshat Lamaisa. It's not shaykh to say, unless you hold the ikra avraz, that the avos aslecho mishalom, right? And then you hold Lamaisa, that's a pinchment on the kavod yontif. But it starts from, if it funnels from, you know, gimelus chasadim, then Lamaisa, it's hard to say that. So I want you to get that down. That's a third nafkamina so far. The first was what? Avra beregel. Second one was what? Suda Rishonah the whole day. Third one is the Rambam, now we're saying. Yes? Third one's we're saying it has been the Rambam. Now the truth is, I want you to get that down. I mean, why do you do Avraham Chol HaMoed then? Right? right? Why do Avra and Chalomoy? Why would you do Avra and Chalomoy? You know? So you have to say, according to the Rambam, that there's both elements. You have to say there's both elements, Lamaisa. The Rambam holds there's both elements. Because if there's Avra, you know, there's Yisuria and Nihugi Avelis, how are you Mavra b'Chalomoy? According to the Rambam. So you have to say that Rambam holds that there's an aspect of Chesed too as well. You have to say there's an aspect of, he holds a little bit of both, and therefore we're Mavra and Chalomoy to fulfill the Gimus Chasadim aspect. But at least on Yontif, since there's a Behima of that first element, that's why you won't do it at all. Okay? That's what maybe what you have to add on for Pshat and Rambam. A fourth Nafkamina might be Tainus, is what you brought up, Ash. Okay? Yushalmi and Brachus writes, Rechabezim and Beis, then Rav Yasa died, Rav Chia Bar Vava received Rav Yasa's mourns and gave them meat to eat and wine to drink. When Rav Chia Bar Abba died, Rav Shmuel Yitzchak received Rav Chia Bar Abba's mourns and gave them meat to eat and wine to drink. And Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak died, Rav Zera received Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak's mourns and gave them lentils to eat. That was the what? That's the minute. But Yushami continues and says, Rav Zira Midmich Pokid, Omalo Tekabon La Yomid Den Avela Lamacher Mizrachia. When Rav Zira was about to die, he issued the following instruction. Do not accept for me on this day, the day of his burial, the mourner's meal. And tomorrow fulfill the mourning of accepting the Suda Zavra. So the Pnei Moshe there, Dir Maskel Mizrachia, as Masber, Rav Zira didn't want them to have the Suda on the first day of Avra, because he felt it would lead to drunkenness. On the next day, when there's no Indian of Suda Zavra, it would be controlled. It would be controlled. So, the kasha is an Avra required to have Suda Zavra, or is the halacha merely that he wants to eat? If he wants to eat, he can't eat from his own food. So the Mechaber writes Beferish and Sif Gimel, Shinai and Ches. He says if the Avra decides he doesn't want to eat on the first day, he can't. He's permitted to eat from his own food on the second day, even if that will be his first meal, since the Kuru. Basically, the Shach and Sif Gimel and Dalet writes Beferish, it's implied from her if he wants to fast on the first day, it is Mutter. The din is the Avul does not have to eat on the first day if he doesn't want to. It's based on the Yushami, what Reb Zeri told his family, not the Tzudas Avra. Could connect with what? Having wine, because it might lead to Shikras, but I don't know if it's a riot. Could have been beer or other alcohol, like Asher was suggesting. But I wanted to say maybe this is another Nafkamina, a fourth Nafkamina. If you hold it funnels from Gimus Chasadim like the Levush, if the guy doesn't want to eat, he doesn't want to eat. You can't stuff food down a guy's throat. That's not nice either. But if you say that it stems from the fact that the Avul is depressed and he won't be able to take care of himself, and therefore the halacha said it's usher to eat from his own food, which will force other people to come, then Lamaisa, maybe one can say that, you know, the halacha is saying you need to take care of yourself, and maybe there is an isser of Titus. It's a very emotional state you're in. And the halacha is saying, Hashem is saying, I don't want you to fast. You must eat. And I'm asking you have your own food to ensure that other people give it. So I wanted to say maybe that's a fourth nafkamina, maybe, in this din, of how we view Lamaisa, this halacha. Okay? Now, it could be Lamaisa, we could take this a step further, which is in the Tosfos there, Lamaisa, and Chafam and Beis, Dirmaska Korea, if you guys saw it, you should have seen it in the Bekiyas. Just want to point out, Lamaisa, there's 2 days in the Bahag. Did you see the Tosfos there? The 2 days in the Bahag there, whether you say Birkas Avelim, what's Birkas Avelim? In the benching, there's a special bracha. Do you say that, Lamaisa, on Shabbos or not? You saw there were 2 days in the Bahag. Yesh Beforsman is a Dovrit Shibit Sina, and you do it, and the Yesh Omrim says, no, since you have to do a Bezimun or Basara, it's not a Dovrit Shibit Sina. So the Rav said, what's the shot of the Yesh Beforsman? Why is that not called a Dovrit Shibit for Hesiod? People see you benching, right? If you benching 10, that's not a Dovrit Shibit for Hesiod. So the Rav said like this, beautiful Hezbo, I want you to get it. He wanted to say, Nichem Avel Mino Ishaka Rego, we discussed the Grand Lake Rabbin, is asking though. We do the Shura, according to Tosis, even though it's Basar, Tosis, and Afchofim Ad Maskel Sha'avar. So you have to say, Lamaisa, these things are not a stira to the Rego. Because anything that's Nogea to the Avos is printed. I shouldn't say printed, is labeled as Gimlus Chasanim. Gimlus Chasanim can be done on the Rego, guys. Those are the 2 days. Birkas Aveilim, they're not arguing whether it's Befresi or Betzina. The Machlek is what is the Iker of Birkas Aveilim? Is it Nichum Aveilim, Gimlus Chasanim, then it's Shaykh on Shabbos and Yom? Or is the Iker Tzidik Adin? If the Iker Sudik Adin, then you don't say that on Shabbos Yudotav. Thought it was a beautiful hesbet. But it's like in a branch of this Gimlus Hasadim fort. It's a branch of this Gimlus Hasadim. And it could be the Tzudas Avraham basically is a Gimlus Hasadim. At the end of the day, that first approach, that approach of the Bush, is that's what it is, guys. That's what it is. Okay. Now, the Mechaber writes, and Post can deal with this. Does it just mean the main food, the entree? You know what the entree means, the main part of the meal that can't be from your food, but can have snacks from your own food, even beforehand. So, the Divri Malkiel in Chelik Bey Simon Sadi Zion has a tshuva, where he thinks the simple din is it should be permitted to eat one's light food, because the straight reading of the Gemara is that others have to supply the bread. The bread meaning the main meal. That's what he starts off saying. Nonetheless, he writes, Levites, it's probably us if one eats own fruit, because the Poskim can't eat anything that's based on the different girsas. Maybe they didn't have the word lechem, like I said. And they bring a riot from the Yishalmi. Reb Zerah told his relatives not to eat anything. They fasted rather than eat their own payers. So he said, at the end of the day, he says you shouldn't eat anything. Not just the entree, but anything should not be from your own food. Now the Rosh Hashulchan in Siv Beis discusses this, dude. And he says that it appears the Iker is the Lechem, like the Lashon of Pasuk, and the Lashon of Lechem, it's possible for him to eat his own bread. But other Tavshilin, he should be able to eat from his own food. Only bread can't be eaten from the Ovel's own food. So it comes out to the Yamachalis, Divri Malkiel, please get it, Chelik Beis Simen Tzadi Zayin, against the Rosh Hashulchan, that can you eat snacks, from your own food, or is everything usher? Okay? And the Divri Malkiel says, Yisrael Koshim, Kedoshim, don't eat anything before the Tzudas Avraham of their own food. So I was wondering, could you say a fifth nafkamina? Could you say a fifth nafkamina? If you hold that the Isser really is on the oval, like the Rabbi Yeruchim, it's a Harisa Ki Omar, just like you asked him the whole day, maybe it's all the foods. Maybe it's all the foods to ensure Lamaisa. It's coming from him. But if you hold Lamaisa, the function of Gumus Chasadim, well, if the guy's more comfortable, you know, eating snacks from his own and entree from the other guy, let him do it. You know, let him do it. So I thought maybe it'd be a fifth nafkamina in the framework that we're trying to develop here about Tzudas Avraham. Now, I think, Zach, you had a kasha before?
Yeah, it's about Yom Dip. We said that if it's from Gemilas Chasadim, then I wanted to say that maybe Gemilas Chasadim, if it's from his own food on Yom Dip itself, you could say, like, even, like, it's not going to be considered Gemilas Chasadim to give him food that's not his. It's not gonna, and you could say it's like the same kind, it's very similar. I'll try to get it clear.
Okay. We'll talk about it, Lamaisa. But this is what I wanted to say, perhaps this did. Okay. Now, Lamaisa, what do we assume, Halacha Lamaisa? We said the Rambam distinguished between Yom Tov and Chol HaMoed. Okay? The Mechaber writes the following. Mechaber paskins like the Rambam, that on Yom Tov we do not have a Tzudas Avraham, on Chol HaMoed we do. Rambam, the Mechaber holds like the Rambam, and Rabbi Kiveger in Tuf Alef Sifkan Dalet, I want you to get this, points out that the Mechaber's day is that even if you have a Avelis and Yom Tov Sheni, Avraham, which is not as Chamor, will not be Docha Yom Tov. So I want you to get that. So Rabbi Kiveger points out, Lamaisa, that the Mechaber's opinion that one can even have a Avelis and Yom Tov Sheni. But even if you dig up having a Velas and Uncle Shani, Havra we won't have. So I want you to get that at Rabbi Kiveger. Now, the Pashup Shah, it could be, maybe the Mechaber says there's no Sodas Havra, Lamaisa, when the Avelis is not the Arisa. Maybe when the Avelis is the Arisa, the Mechaber would say you have Havra. I'm not so sure. Maybe that's what the Mechaber means. Rabbi Kiveger says no. Rabbi Kiveger is trying to bring out that even if you do have a Velas and Nantif, you will not have Havra. Okay, that's how the Mechaber, that's how Rabbi Kiveger is bedak the Mechaber. I'm just saying one could say maybe when the Avelis is the Arisa, Lamaisa. Maybe when the Avelis is the Arisa, you would have a Tzudas Avraham. When it's only the Rabbanan, when the Omission were not descended, then you won't have it. Okay, but Lamaisa, Rabbi Kiveger says what he says, shot in the Mechaber, Halach Lamaisa. Okay? There is a Mordechai, though, in Tuf Pei, that writes Beferish Lamaisa, that since Lamaisa you have to do Shiva after the regal, Lamaisa, Achal Rishon and Achal Mishlo, and he's now beginning his Avelis, the din is that Lamaisa, you know, you whenever you observe the Avelis, you'll do Sudas Avra. And he says, and some disagree, because the first day is pushed aside, because it's Yom Tov Shabbos, you don't do Avra. So he quotes 2 days, Lamaisa. As we said, there's 2 days, whether you do in court in the Torah, whether you do Sudas Avra on the Yom Tov itself, Halacha Lamaisa. Okay? So that comes out to be an Afkamina Ladina, Lamaisa, on this din of the Sudas, what? Sudas Avra. Okay. So we had 5 nafkeminis lamaisa on this din, and we're saying maybe that's good for the extension about that the birkas aveilim halacha lamaisa. Now Rabbi Kivager writes, I'm here on the Shulchan Aruch, I want you to get it. He says there isn't indeed an egg, but the lamaisa you should not peel your own egg because it looks like you're a glutton. Looks like you're a glutton. So why is that not a problem? It's initially look like a glutton any meal, right? So that means you should never. You should never peel your own egg. We have my wife always peels me an egg for Shalashita. It's so nicer, you know. So my daughter thought, she thought maybe it's not right. Because maybe Lamaisa, that's only from an uncle. If it's near a karafton though, isn't that always a problem? Shouldn't that always be a problem? So I was thinking maybe it's only a problem here because you're not eating your own food. So you're looking for, you can't eat your own food, you need other food. So by you grabbing at the food that someone gave you to peel, it looks like you're a rafta. So someone else should peel it for you. But normally, Lamaisa, it's not a problem, Lamaisa. I could have peeled it myself. You know what I mean? So I don't think it's a problem, Lamaisa, to have someone peel you the food. Okay, let's close now with something from the Parsha. Okay, please, guys, keep chazering over. We got next week we start Kriya. We have a lot to do, Bishop. But keep chazering. We have a lot to still do, Lamaisa. We got 2.5